Hello guys, I'm Kingsley and this is the Thought Revolution. So last time we had like an introduction into what the Thought Revolution was all about. You know, we talked about the most important questions and how it is important for us to have a progressive society, and we talked about the two types of progressive societies that we came up with, like models of what a progressive society was supposed to look like. You know, but today I want us to start talking. Let's have a heart-to-heart talk. Because of course we have theories and this and that, and but let's cut to the chase and let's start talking to ourselves. You know, earlier this week, a particular question came to my mind. It's been something that I've studied some time ago, but it just came back to my mind. You know, why did the Industrial Revolution start in England and not in China? Because during those periods, during the early modern period and during the Middle Ages, China and India were the richest nations on earth. As in, when I mean richest, they were very industrialized, at least with the technologies of those times. Even gunpowder, which was like the rocket technology then, was invented in China. You know, so it was kind of like perfected in a way by the Ottoman Turks. So Europe was just there like that. They were just like regular, normal, like South America is today. They were doing their thing, but what was actually happening, the center of things, was actually in the East, you know. So, but what happened? Everything changed with the Industrial Revolution. Why did the Industrial Revolution happen in England? You know, that was the question that came to my mind. And then I now discovered that, look, the difference was how their societies were organized. Why China became increasingly repressive? England started adopting some progressive policies. And the funny thing about this thing is that it didn't start from the leadership, it wasn't from the government. It was from the people. The people started seeing themselves. The identity of the Englishman started forming towards the end of the Middle Ages and the early modern period. The identity of what it means to be an Englishman started to form during those periods. It was during those periods that, okay, the concept of freedom, liberty of an Englishman, that an Englishman is a man of honor, all those things, that was when it started coming up. The people started getting an identity for themselves. So why China was becoming more repressive? Because they had the money. The government could actually do whatever they wanted. You know, England it wasn't as rich. But the people started to look inward. They started to look at the good in them. They started to define what it meant. Now, the first thing that actually happened was when they forced their king to sign the Magna Carta, which was the first document that established rule of law in any society. And that was because they saw themselves not as the property of the king, but as free individuals. It was that understanding of freedom and liberty that was what gave birth to every other thing. Like I usually tell people, the first result of liberty, of freedom, is initiative. When you realize that you are free to determine how your life is going to run, you start taking initiative. And when initiative meets problems, innovations are born. And that was how the Industrial Revolution started. And the same thing goes with the American. They had to define what it meant to be an American. And the funny thing is that the people that actually started America, they were not the government. They were the people. The people that later became the government. But the people that actually defined what it meant to be an American were not the government. They were the people. And that is the question that I want to bring to us right now. What does it mean to be a Nigerian? Have you ever thought of that question before? And the purpose of this is to introduce that question, that is the most important question that every Nigerian youth should be thinking about. It's not going to come from the government. The government is not going to tell us that, oh, okay, this, that. No. That is going to come from us, we ourselves. We have to get to a point where we define who we are, our identity. If we don't do that, nothing is going to be. That is the basis of a society. A society is built when everybody within that system, within that social system, have a common value system, something that they have in common. That is when a society coalesces to become a nation. There cannot be any change, there cannot be any meaningful development in Nigeria until we define what it means to be a Nigerian. Nations are actually built when people come together and decide, okay, this is how we want to run. Nations are built when there's a shared value among people within the society. That is when you see a society translates from being a regular, a normal thing, a country, a geographical region, to become a nation. And that is the first step for all of us. We have to come together. Our minds, there has to be a unity of thoughts. There has to be a thought revolution for the average Nigerian youth. We have to come to a point where everybody agrees on the concept of Nigeria. When we all agree, okay, this is what we stand for. And when we agree on that issue, every other thing just follows naturally. And I want to start challenging us. You know, it hurts me when I see Nigerians think in a particular way. Certain things will just happen. You just start reading the comments and I'll just like, okay. Because everybody has their own understanding of what is right, so rightness and wrongness. You know, when I see certain things, it really ticks me off. For example, this Leah Sharibu that is still in captivity. You know, recently her parents came out and started complaining that the government was not sincere about her. And some people were saying, the fact that we cannot even agree that a Nigerian in captivity is not something that is tolerable. If we cannot even agree on the sanctity of the Nigerian life, then we are almost hopeless. That is the least that we could actually agree on. Least thing we could actually agree on. But we cannot even agree on that. That shows there's a problem. For there to be anything, a critical mass of the youth of Nigeria will have to have a thought, a paradigm shift in the way we see the world and the way we see ourselves. We have to have an identity for us that transcends our tribal sentiments, our religious affiliations, our economic persuasions, political affiliations, everything. We have to have an identity that transcends everything. That is when we can now start talking about sustainable development. It starts from there. So we have to get to that point where we decide what it means to be a Nigerian, where we define our nationhood. You know, that is the first step. And then, of course, the particulars of what a normal society is written in the description. You know, I will talk more on that. But for now, let us. That is the first and most important thing. Let the most important question in the heart of every Nigerian youth, let it be that issue. Let it be the issue of identity. Let it start becoming the important thing. Let it start bothering us. Let the things that trend in our own space, in our own media, things about development approaches, this and that and everything. You know, I'm not just naked people doing things and on social media. Look, see, America can afford to do that. They have money, they have an industrialized society, they have plenty of money for them to waste. We don't have that. We cannot afford it. We are the generation that will build our nation. We are the unfortunate generation that will have to suffer for the future generations to enjoy. And if we do not bear the burden right now, look, we may not have anything for our posterity. For America, that generation was the Gilded Era, you know, the generation of the Carnegies and the Rockefeller. Those were the ones that built the foundation that everybody is enjoying today. We are that generation. And the future of Nigeria, the future of the world, as a matter of fact, depends on what decisions we take today. We are at the point where if we take the right decisions, we are going to become one of the most important generations in the history of humanity. But if we take the wrong decisions, we are just going to be forgotten, one of the most unfortunate. We are going to be the one that will start bearing the brunt of all the problems, of all the mistakes of all the previous generations before the colonial masters that they've committed in this country. We are going to be the one that will start bearing the brunt. We are going to go into oblivion. So the ball is in our court today. Are we going to take the right decisions today? Let us start thinking. Let us have a change of heart. Let us start seeing the world differently. You know, let it no longer be business as usual for us again. We do not have the luxury of that. It is my greatest desire that a time is going to come where this generation is going to be one that is going to be spoken of years, thousands and thousands of years to come and everything. And we can't do that. The amount of energy, the drive that I see in the average Nigerian, for good or for bad, whether it is for yahoo yahoo or whether it is for performing a heart surgery in a child and putting a child back and then giving birth to a child again, whatever way, that drive that is in a Nigerian, I have not seen it anywhere else. And I've even looked through history. I don't think I've seen it. Probably the places I've seen it are those the formative years of countries like England, like Germany, like America. so the responsibility now lies on us to tap into that potential and bring something out. What we are capable of building as Nigerians, as Nigerian youths, I don't think the world can even imagine. There's no place in the world that they can even imagine what we are capable of building. But everything depends on us. We have to make those decisions today. We do not have tomorrow. I don't know how to get what is in my heart out for us to see that, look, a lot of things depend on us. A lot of people depend on us. The only future for mankind might just be us. It might just be. I hope I am wrong, but from all indications, because the conditions that led to the First World War and Second World War that destroyed Europe, the European civilization, are already here. We now have, the world is divided to the East and to the West. The world was divided to the East and the West. Technological advancement now, arms build up now. Intense rivalry between very powerful nations, intense rivalry. Everything is happening right now. This pack can come from anywhere. It can come from North Korea. It can come from Eastern Europe, between Russia. It can come from the Middle East. It can come from Africa. The truth of the matter is that, look, the decisions that the Nigerian youth makes today is going to determine whether the world is going to fall into a dark age or whether the world is going to survive and continue this level of complexity and achieve the level of growth that the world has never seen before. The decision lies with the Nigerian youth. It lies with you and it lies with me. Let us take the right decisions today. The only thing that is good about Nigeria right now is the Nigerian youth. It is you and it is me. We don't have anything. And no other person, no other group of people in this world can build the next world order except the Nigerian youth. We will be the ones to inspire the rest of Africa. The fact that we can even live with this condition, with the level of stealing that is going on, with the level of robbery, with the level of corruption, with the level of insecurity, with the horrible state of our infrastructure, with everything, we are still able to become one of the top 25 economies in the world. That has nothing to do with the government. It is with the people. If we can come together, plan our society well, and redirect that energy right, we are going to build something that the world has never seen. So that is my challenge for us today. Yeah, we'll talk about the normal society. Everything, I'm going to take my time and write everything, what a state means, what a society means, what a government means, what the economy means. Everything, I'm going to put it in the description. And if you, our book is about to be published on Amazon. Very soon it's going to come out. When it comes, I'm going to share the news with us. You know, you can get all those information there. But this is the most important thing that I want to say today. Let us make a 180 degree turn for the better. I hope my desire will be realized in this nation. I hope the Nigerian youth will do something that the world has never seen before. Will build something that the world has never seen before. That is my strong desire. That is my strong hope. That is my strong conviction. That is the fire that is burning in my heart. And I hope and I desire that that fire starts burning in the heart of every Nigerian youth until we get to a critical mass of Nigerian youth that have made up their mind that we are going to change this nation no matter what. There's a way to go about it, and we are going to talk about those in subsequent videos. Until next time, have a wonderful time. So, thank you very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed yourself. Until next time, do have a wonderful day.